and welcome to your GCSE Chinese Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into one of the most exciting and personally relevant themes in your Chinese GCSE, Theme 4, Future Aspirations, Study and Work. Whether you're dreaming of university, thinking about your career, or just want to ace your exam, this episode is going to help you get there. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's go! Let's start with why this topic matters so much. Future aspirations appears across all four skills in your GCSE. Listening, speaking, reading, and writing. Examiners absolutely love this theme because it gives you the chance to use all three time frames, past, present, and future. And that's exactly what gets you into the higher mark bands. Now, let's build your vocabulary. I'm going to go through the most important words and phrases, and I want you to repeat them after me in your head as I say them. First, jobs and careers. 医生, 医生, doctor. 老师, 老师, teacher. 工程师, 工程师, engineer. 律师, 律师, lawyer. 护士, 护士, nurse. 商人, 商人, business person. 科学家, 科学家, scientist. 艺术家, 艺术家, artist. Now for study and education. 大学, 大学, university. 学院, 学院, college. 考试, 考试, exam. 奖学金, 奖学金, scholarship. 专业, 专业, major or subject specialism. 毕业, 毕业, to graduate. 申请, 申请, to apply. And some really useful higher tier vocabulary that will impress your examiner. 抱负, 抱负, ambition. 志愿者, 志愿者, volunteer. 实习, 实习, internship. 培训, 培训, training. 职业生涯, 职业生涯, career path. 前途, 前途, future prospects. Brilliant. Now let's talk grammar. And this is where you can really earn marks. The most important grammar structure for this topic is expressing future intentions. In Chinese, you don't conjugate verbs the way you do in French or Spanish. Instead, you use time words and modal expressions. The key ones are 我打算, 我打算, I plan to. 我想, 我想, I want to or I'm thinking of. 我希望, 我希望, I hope to. 我将要, 我将要, I will. 我决定, 我决定, I have decided to. So, for example, 我打算上大学学习医学. 我打算上大学学习医学. I plan to go to university to study medicine. That's a beautiful sentence that shows future intention, a reason, and specific vocabulary all in one go. Examiners will love it. Now for the past tense. This is where many candidates lose marks. They only talk about the future and forget to reference the past. Use 我曾经, 我曾经, I used to. 我已经, 我已经了, I have already. 去年, 去年, last year. 小时候, 小时候, when I was young. For example, 小时候我想成为一名医生因为我想帮助别人。小时候我想成为一名医生因为我想帮助别人。 When I was young, I wanted to become a doctor because I wanted to help others. That sentence uses a past time reference, a past aspiration, and a reason. Three marks right there. The third key grammar area is giving opinions and justifying them. Examiners at higher tier expect you to express, justify, and exchange opinions. Your go-to phrases are, "我认为," "I think," "我觉得," "I feel," "在我看来," "in my opinion," "因为," "because," "所以," "therefore," "虽然," "但是," "although," "but." A model opinion sentence. 在我看来，学习外语非常重要，因为它可以帮助我在将来找到更好的工作。在我看来，学习外语非常重要，因为它可以帮助我在将来找到更好的工作。 In my opinion, learning foreign languages is very important because it can help me find a better job in the future. That's a complex sentence with an opinion, a justification, and a future reference. Exactly what the mark scheme is looking for.
Now, let's get into exam technique. This is the section that separates the good candidates from the outstanding ones. For your speaking exam, you'll have 12 minutes of preparation time. Use every second of it. You're allowed one side of A4 for notes, but here's the key. Do not write out full sentences. Write bullet points, key vocabulary, and the Chinese characters for your most impressive phrases. Examiners are trained to spot when candidates are reading from a script, and it will cost you marks. In your general conversation, the examiner will ask questions about your future plans. Prepare at least 5 answers in advance. For example, if they ask, 你将来想做什么工作? What job do you want to do in the future? Don't just say, 我想当医生, I want to be a doctor. Extend it. Say, 我想当医生, 因为我对科学很感兴趣，而且我希望能帮助病人。将来我打算在中国的医院工作。 I want to be a doctor because I'm very interested in science and I hope to help patients. In the future, I plan to work in a hospital in China. That answer uses 3 tenses, a reason, and ambitious vocabulary. That's how you get top marks. For your writing exam, the most common mistake I see is candidates not covering all the bullet points. Every bullet point you miss drops you down a mark band. Read the task carefully, plan your response before you write, and tick off each bullet point as you go. At higher tier, you need to show 3 tenses, past, present, and future. You need opinions with justifications. You need connectives like 虽然但是, although but, 不仅而且, not only but also. 如果, if, 除非, unless. And you need a range of vocabulary that goes beyond foundation level. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Number 1, incorrect tones. In Chinese, tones change meaning completely. My, to buy, is completely different from my, to sell. Practice your tones out loud, not just in your head. Number 2, word order. Chinese sentence structure is subject, time, place, verb, object. Getting this wrong makes your sentence unclear and costs marks. Number 3, mother tongue interference. Don't translate directly from English. Chinese doesn't use articles like the or a, and it doesn't conjugate verbs. Think in Chinese patterns, not English ones. Number 4, register. If the task says write a formal letter, use formal language. If it says write to a friend, use informal language. Mixing registers is a common error that examiners penalise. For listening, here are your top strategies. First, always read the questions before the audio plays. You get time to do this, use it. Underline key words in the questions. Second, listen for negatives. 不, and 没有, because the audio might say the opposite of what you expect. Third, watch out for distractors. The speaker might mention one job and then say they changed their mind. The answer is always the final decision, not the first one mentioned. For reading, skim the text first for gist, then read the questions, then go back for detail. Watch out for false friends, words that look similar to English but mean something different. And remember that in Chinese, context is everything. Use surrounding characters to work out meaning if you're unsure. Right, it's quickfire quiz time. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. Say the answer out loud before I give it. Ready? 1. How do you say I plan to in Chinese? 我打算. Well done if you got that. 2. What does 奖学金 mean? Scholarship. Excellent. 3. How do you say in my opinion in Chinese? 在我看来, brilliant. 4. What is the Chinese for to graduate? 毕业, fantastic. 5. How do you express although but in Chinese? 虽然但是, amazing. 6. What does 实习 mean? Internship, great vocabulary. 7. How do you say I used to in Chinese? 我曾经, superb. 8. What is 职业生涯? Career path, excellent higher tier vocabulary. 9. How do you say I've decided to in Chinese? 我决定, wonderful. 10. What does 前途 mean? Future prospect, that's a brilliant word to use in your exam. How did you do? Give yourself a mark out of 10. If you got 8 or more, you're in great shape. If you got fewer than 6, go back and review the vocabulary section. Repetition is key. Right, let's wrap up. The 3 things I want you to take away from today's episode are 1. Use all 3 time frames, past, present, and future, every time. 2. Give opinions and justify them. Don't just say what you think, say why. 3. Cover every bullet point in your writing tasks. Miss one and you drop a mark back. This topic is genuinely one of the most rewarding in the whole GCSE because it's about you, your dreams, your ambitions, your future. So when you're writing or speaking, put your personality into it. Examiners respond to authentic, personal responses. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been helpful. Keep revising, keep practicing your tones, and remember that every character you learn is one step closer to exam success. 加油, keep going. You've got this. See you next time.